John chapter 5, 17 to 21. But Jesus answered them, My Father is working until now, and I also am working. Because of this, therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus answered and said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, The Son can do nothing from himself, except what he sees the Father doing. For whatever that one does, these things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing, and greater works than these he will show him, that you may marvel. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he wills. The religious Jews persecuted Jesus because on their Sabbath, he worked to enliven the impotent man. Jesus answered them, My Father is working until now, and I am working. In their religious concept, they were resting and keeping their Sabbath. But they did not know that there was no rest for the Father and the Son, as long as the poor sinners were not saved. While they were resting, keeping their Sabbath, the Father and the Son were still working that the sinners might receive life and have rest. This not only offended the religious Jews, but also caused them to consider that Jesus was blaspheming, because according to their concept, he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his own Father, making him equal with God. In their consideration, that was a blasphemy to God. Yet it was this blaspheming one who enlivened the impotent man. His enlivening of that man testifies that he is equal with God the Father in giving life to people. Although God's work in creation was finished, the Father and the Son were still working for redemption and building. The religious Jews kept the Sabbath of creation. They did not know that because of man's fall, the rest of that Sabbath was broken. Neither did they know that the Father and the Son were still working for fallen man's redemption in order to fulfill God's original purpose, which is the building of God's eternal habitation. What God did was the old creation. What the Father and the Son are doing is the new creation, the redemption of God's building. This work includes the Son's life-giving, which is manifested in this case. In this matter, the Father and the Son are one. Whatever the Father wants to do in the matter of life-giving, the Son does it accordingly.